Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Green lobs it to Jordan Bell, knocked away by Serge. Quick hit ahead, Siakam with the jam. Toronto turns defense into offense. Leonard now, guarded by Curry. Crosses over, splits the double, gets it to Van Vliet. Three in the air, good! Freddie hoisted it up near the clock, and it went down straight through the bottom of the well, as clean as a whistle. Long jumper up top, no good, and that's the way it ends. The Toronto Raptors have taken home court advantage back. They come to Oakland and win game three, the final. Toronto 123, Golden State 109.
I used to say that back when I was in high school and college. Just wanting to get to this league. It's about, working hard, basically. Outworking the opponent. Rebounds help you win games. Big rebounds, offensive rebounds. Limiting the team to one shot. That used to be our motto.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard, he's happy. You bet he's happy. They got a game in Golden State last night, up 2-1 in this series. He had 30 points. No Kevin Durant, no Klay Thompson, no firepower, except old Steph playing by himself, had 47 points, and they still get beat pretty good in that game last night. So
take out the injuries for 1 second. If I would have told you 3 weeks ago that right now Toronto would be up 2-1 in this series, you would be shocked, right?
Yes.
Like Golden State. And I mean, obviously, Kevin Durant's not playing. He's the number one or number two
player.
No,
you said minus that.
But take that out of the equation. I would have just told you.
Yeah.
Like Toronto and Golden State are going to play in the finals, and they're going to be going into game four. Toronto's going to be up 2-1. You'd say, no way. It's shocking to me that Toronto's up.
It would have been a long shot for me to believe that. But if you would have told me.
Oh, then I say.
Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson aren't playing.
Yeah.
I'm going, ooh, Toronto's good enough, and that supporting cast. By the way, this is how they won all those games. The support they got last night, everybody seemed to knock down at least 50% of their shots. Hell, they shot 52% from the field and hit 17 threes. And if they hit 17 threes in this game coming up, Golden State's going to be in trouble again. And they better hope they get some guys healthy. And Kevin Durant, they're saying it doesn't look good again for this game, that he's probably going to be out for this next game. I mean, after this, you got three left, man. And
that's it in the Golden State uniform, maybe.
Boy, maybe. Who knows?
That's possible.
All those stories are the next stories up, right? The draft a little bit, and then right into the big guys in free agency and what they might do with all the speculation and who wants to play with who and the money. Well, the money doesn't matter. They're getting max contracts.
Everyone's
no matter
getting
what.
$45 million.
But just be careful if Kevin doesn't like you talking about that.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, listen, right now, I want to hear him talking about the only words I want to hear out of his mouth.
I'm practicing.
That's it. Hey, we got another story going on here. And of course, it had to happen down here. Anytime it's a national story and it's a little negative, you got to go, okay, there's a good chance it happened here in South Florida. Le'Veon Bell, who's up right now in minicamp, we found out, has just come out and said, went to work out, left a couple of two girlfriends, two female acquaintances, or two girls he was banging.
Yeah.
I don't know what combination you want to go with, but anyway, he left to go work out. You got to feel pretty comfortable to leave two women. I would like to think that you're not that stupid, that you know them well enough, that if you leave them, they're not going to clean out $520,000 of jewelry.
Oh, but that's what they did.
They did.
In the city of Hollywood, by the way.
And just absolutely turned that house upside down where he lives. Turned it upside down looking for everything they could find. Apparently, They did real well with $520,000in this thing.
Well, Bell said the items in his closet were in disarray. All his jewelry was missing, including two gold chains with diamonds, a Black Panther pendant with black and white diamonds, and a Rolex watch. Like you said, combined value of the items, $520,000.
Yeah, so I would ask every guy out there, first of all, and we had, remember we had that other problem down here where guys were leaving clubs and bringing girls back. And
they were drugging them up a little bit, or they'd fall asleep
by the time they woke up from being drugged up or whatever.
Come on, let's have one
more
drink.
They got cleaned out, and they couldn't say anything because half the men were married.
And they were cheating.
And they were cheating, so these girls are like, oh, we got a married man. Oh, and he can't do anything about it.
And look at that watch.
So I think we've got that cleaned up. We haven't had that happen for a while. I haven't heard a story about that. But this one with Le'Veon, of course. So one story had two girlfriends. And the other, two female acquaintances. I don't know any girls that are friends of mine or girls when I was single that, you know, we hang out with, that if I let them stay at my house overnight, which, by the way, if they're staying at your house, you know what's going on.
Of course.
Ain't nobody staying overnight just to have great conversation all night with you.
It's a hell of a conversation.
But so he goes and works out and comes back, and $520,000. And the girls are gone, too, with the jewelry.
Well, the police report obtained by the Associated Press refers to the two women as Bell's girlfriends. The AP report, or the AP from the police report.
You might want to get some new girlfriends.
Bell's girlfriends, not acquaintances in this one. The one I'm reading from the AP says it was two of Bell's girlfriends.
It can't be girlfriends. There's no way they would just look at each other and go, you want to split this? Let's get out of here. He's a piece of crap. And leave and take off. It's just kind of weird.
How are they splitting that up? You want the black pendant? You want this one? Which one do you want? I'll take the Rolex.
I'm guessing they're looking to sell it as quickly as possible and cash out.
520 grand, probably get 30%.
What's the chance he tells this story and he just recently met him?
And they're hot. Yeah.
And they came all and you go, oh my God, I got both of them. This is too good to be true. This is what it's like to be a star running back in the NFL. And go, girls, don't go away. I'm going to go work out. You guys stay.
Have a good time.
We can do that again today and tonight.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
And came back and everything's gone.
Yeah.
And he looks like a dumbass trying
Boo-boo
to explain.
Boo-boo the fool. That's
and
what
you,
it is.
You know what? When you got teammates too, no matter who you are, like, well, my guys, we go, dude, what'd you do? Who are the girls? Like, dude.
Two girlfriends,
had,
huh?
You had two hoes over at your place, and they out-hoed you.
Yeah,
like, what were you thinking when you, like, told them you were going to go to work out? What did you think it was going to be like when you got home?
Like, breakfast is going to be ready?
I don't know. I thought they just looked like they were. I could trust them. You're a dumbass, man.
Yes, correct.
Bad look for old Le'Veon Bell. And by the way, I mean, he's obviously got a lot of money, even though he forfeited almost $15 million last year. He still got a lot of money. He got the big contract, but it's a bad look.
I like Hollywood in the back having a running tally of how much money Le'Veon Bell has lost in the last 8 years.
He's losing a lot of money the past year.
He's got a little tally. What did we say, $853,000 a week for 17 weeks, 16 weeks last year?
It's almost like another paycheck. $520,000
in jewelry. This guy is not having a great 18 months.
Another game paycheck.
It's a great story with the exception of him getting robbed at the end.
So, correct. Two girlfriends.
Can I ask
that's
you?
That's how he kept in shape in the offseason.
How many of you guys, when you heard this story about Le'Veon, first thing I looked, I go, I wanted to see where it happened.
Yeah, of course.
And I go, Hollywood.
Hollywood, damn. Florida.
Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Not Miami.
No.
That always happens down here, though.
Yeah, but
guys are getting robbed.
But not Broward as much.
It's usually a Dade thing.
It's a Dade County, like outside of the club, South Beach thing.
But we own the story. Listen, we got Fort Lauderdale. We got South Beach. We got the Grove. We've got all these new areas in Miami everybody's going to.
But the Rolex drugging the guy at the end of the night or giving him that extra drink with the sleeping pill, and it usually happens in South Beach. This is a little bit different, and it moved a little bit north.
But it all goes back.
It's always South Florida.
It's always South Florida.
Yeah.
If there's a story and it's usually bad with an athlete, we seem to own a lot of them.
Correct. Yeah. You're right.
And I mean, I got to just kind of chuckle about this one. $520,000 in jewelry. Of course, they had some pictures with him with some of the jewelry on when he was going out and stuff. Yeah.
Great text that just came in.
Two girlfriends, two female acquaintances, or two hoes.
Hot broads cloud our judgment. We're all morons, guys. Another one. Hey, Le'Veon, hope that Patango Bango is worth $500K. Bangy Dangy. These are all coming in.
Yeah, there's no question. There was Bangy Dangy, Putango Bango floating
is,
everywhere.
Here's a good one. Is it girlfriends or girl friends? One word or two? Like, is it the girlfriends or is it the girl, like my girl that are friends? Like, they're just girl that are friends. Someone that texted that in.
Let me ask you a question, man. Like, let's use a little common sense. What do you think? He had a couple of women over, he just friends to talk with and
I
watch movies
that.
With?
Yeah. No, that wouldn't be where I would go.
You think
that.
A young 27-year-old running back who's, I'm guessing, single. I didn't look into his, if he's got a girlfriend back somewhere else. I mean, he's got a problem there. But you got two women coming over to your house. What do you think?
Probably met at a nightclub, I'm guessing, or something.
Hey, you guys,
like that.
I really don't want to do anything, and I don't want to
Let's
hit
just
on
hang
you.
Out.
But there's a new movie coming out that I want to. You guys want to watch it tonight?
Well, Netflix
I'll
and chill.
Order a couple of pizzas.
Someone says, with all the money, why doesn't he have his jewelry in a safe? I make a fraction of his salary, and I have all my goods in my safe in my house. Come
By
on,
By the
man.
Way, great call.
It's a great text,
Great
sir.
Call.
Great
just,
text.
Just had this conversation with Harry about
the. Someone said, better question, why the hell did he leave that day? There two of them are staying at the house that day. I'm not leaving to work out. There's your workout, folks.
I think maybe the night before, and he just needed to get out.
Get out of the house?
He's coming back
Yeah, but
in.
Wouldn't you let them get out of the house and you stay?
The pool and stuff. I don't know. It's it is the power of what they do to us, though.
Putanga Banga.
I've had weak knees myself. You know, as men, we do some crazy and stupid stuff. Mm. Like leaving all that stuff and trusting that somehow they think you are so amazing
yep.
that they're going to be there when you come back because they want to stay around this money train and this thing and go to the clubs with you. And this is going to be so much fun. And they're going, man, he really thinks highly of himself.
It's a fairy tale.
We don't need to get in it. We don't need to get in a club, live with his ass.
No.
We look good enough. We can get in on our own with his money now. So crazy. Crazy stuff right down here, man. Of course, isn't it crazy, too? Le'Veon Bell's down in Hollywood and his sidekick that stirred up all the trouble, Antonio Brown, also lives in Hollywood with all the problems in Pittsburgh with everything else. So, yeah, I just – that story and how you get that out. And then it makes you wonder, Le'Veon really tell the truth about the girls and the relationship? Did he really come completely clean? Like two girlfriends, like the way it first came out, like two girls that I've known a long time and they're just friends.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other in a while. They wanted to come over and hang out for a couple days, so I invited them over. I was actually looking forward to dinner that night. We had dinner plans before I left the house to work out. Just didn't realize they were going to rob me for $500,000.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were going to be looking. And
didn't
and
think about it.
Knew I had a lot of jewelry in the closet. Yeah. They were in a clean me out.
Yeah, sounds right.
All right, we got to go to break. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel, Heat writer, who hasn't been on any vacations to Cuba, will join us at 8 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, Cameron Wolf will join us. ESPN Dolphins writer. He's been at mini camp the last couple of days. A lot of stuff to get in with him as we're about ready to go to break and then try to figure out now the teams and the coaching staff's had a little time to kind of look and see what they have, even though they haven't had pads on. Before they go to camp and where the holes are and what they can still do to maybe improve that team. Right now, though, I want to improve something for you. I want to improve with giving you fantastic rates. Listen to this. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage Bank. Fixed rate mortgages are in the threes now. What? We haven't said that for a long, long, long time. Fixed rate mortgages in the threes for you. You need to lock in these rates right now. Low fixed rate mortgages. You can save a lot of money. Get off the fence right now to cash out, pay off any credit card debt you might have. Here's a chance to get all caught up. Stop paying rent. Let's get going on this one. We want to give you a second chance if you've been declined by your bank or mortgage broker. Michael Kotze's the go-to. Go, man. Mortgage banker frustrations all over the place in South Florida, but not with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage Bank. Man, I'm telling you, he's going to give you a second chance. He's going to find creative ways to get you approved and get you in a place, because we don't want anybody to miss out on these low fixed rate mortgages right now that are out there. We want everybody to be able to jump in, poor credit, weak tax returns, whatever you're going through. Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage Bank, when other people are saying no, he finds a way to get it done for you. He's been in business since 1994, got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, equal housing lender, NMLS 166254. His name is Michael Cacci, and I want you to call or text him today. He's great. He's one of the best I've ever seen. Love doing business with this guy. You will too. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 from Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage Bank.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
You can hear every game of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Boston Bruins and St. Louis Blues right here on WQAM. Pre-game starts at 7:45. Broadcast on QM is brought to you by Gunther Kia. You got to get to Gunther Kia for the summer sticker sales event happening now through July 1st. Hockey on Miami's Hockey Station, AM 560 and FM 96.5 HT2 WQAM.
Well, before we check in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022, a couple of things. I saw Jared Goff had an article about getting over a Super Bowl loss and as poorly as he played. And then I just started laughing because before that it was Matt Ryan and the second half collapse, and it's going to take a while to get over this and fumbling the ball late and having a 28-3 loss. And before that it was Russell Wilson and that stupid-ass call they made on that pass basically at the offensive tackle that ended up getting intercepted. Do we go through this with like a different quarterback every year losing and how they played poorly? And I had to go back and look at the game. It's like a broken record. Jared Goff to Matt Ryan to Russell Wilson, all these guys going through and going back and evaluating their play and their big turnovers that they all had. One thing they all have in common, had a bad interception or turnover late in the game where New England finally got him, and
that'll haunt you, by the way. I mean, if you've never won a Super Bowl, it'll haunt you, right? Yeah.
Not losing the 49ers, but losing the Redskins when you have the lead at half. You go back and look at everything, and damn, if I could have, or somebody else, or, you know, they stick, man. You get that close, and you lose. The other one, we just got our ass kicked. I mean, the 49ers
okay, that's
one
fine,
was
and then that's one you'll never forget either.
That was a Bill Walsh West Coast special we got put on us there.
But if Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, and Jared Goff were in front of you complaining about the fact that they still couldn't get over everything, the one person I go to out of those three, I mean, Russell had the interception on the 1 yard line, should have ran it in with Marshawn Lynch. Goff had just not the greatest game in the world. Matt Ryan was up 28-3. With 3 and change left in the third quarter.
He had a bad turnover, though.
I'm saying.
Linebacker right in his face, and he fumbled the ball.
That's a nightmare that he'll never get over until he wins a Super Bowl, and if he doesn't, he'll never get over that. Out of those three guys, the worst has got to be Matt Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
And it has to be, because they weren't up 13-10. He threw a pick, and they lost the game. They were up 25 points with a quarter and change left in that game.
And just...
I mean, one first down would have changed that
everything
game.
Had to be perfect. You're right. Anyway, let's check in and see what we got coming in.
All right, 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Here's one from yesterday. Hollywood, Dr. Dave here. Met you yesterday at Margaritaville. I want to thank you and everybody for inviting us there. It was a wonderful time. Can't wait for the next one. You met a guy named Dr. Dave.
I did. Very nice guy.
Okay, there you go.
By the way, we haven't even mentioned our event yet. At Margaritaville, met some great people. Had a real fun time, and it was nice. It was a small enough crowd that you could get around and talk to everybody.
Told some pretty good stories, you and the Crowder, man.
But the food, you know, a little bit of a feel. I'm just kind of critiquing everything. Okay,
that's okay,
so
yeah.
I don't want anybody mad. Don't get mad. Was it appetizers or was it lunch?
Well, I'm a pretty big guy. I'm going to call it an appetizer.
Whatever it was, the guy in the midday covered it with ketchup. He's a disgrace.
I think I did that when I was like 8 or 9 years old on a piece of steak.
Hey, you're really bothered by that. So he comes in today.
I almost got up and left like the table. I didn't want to sit with him. It's embarrassing.
We get these baby fillets.
Yeah, real petite.
And Josh orders a half a bottle of ketchup.
Yeah, I was impressed by that. Like, I couldn't believe he put that much ketchup on a piece of, that little piece of steak.
That's funny because you guys both
act like he's eating a burger or something.
Well, Dono posted the video of it, and I'm not even going to lie to you. I get two texts from my buddies that listened to the show and said, "What the hell is that guy doing putting all that ketchup on the steak?" Now, my wife uses A1, which is a steak sauce. I don't really use anything.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay,
and it's early in the morning. I'm a little careful and a little sensitive with Josh and anything it has to do.
Let's just catch up on steak.
With the ketchup on a steak and, you know, and getting into anything that, yeah, or he might be sensitive and think we're talking about his weight.
No, but the first thing he said to me yesterday while we were sitting at those tables is, "I just ordered some ketchup. Wait till you see what happens now." Like, he like kind of knew what was happening because he knows that people rip him for it. He doesn't care. Good for him.
No, he cares.
Okay, maybe he does care.
He does care. But the ketchup thing on a steak,
it's a little weird. I mean, it's a kid thing.
Well, not only is it gross, but it's disrespectful to the chef. Like, I feel like they take a lot of time.
How did you come up with that?
Is this like the baseball unwritten rules?
It is. It's an unwritten rule. But the guy didn't go to Publix and get some piece of meat thrown on the grill. Like,
this is you just make stuff up.
No.
So you're telling me.
You don't ask for ketchup at a steak, like at a really nice steak.
So you're telling me the cook finds out, hey, some idiot out here is putting ketchup on your filet.
And he's going to get pissed off.
And the guy's going to get mad. I don't think they care.
I think it's disrespectful. And I'm guessing the chef probably did care.
Well, if there are
any chefs listening this morning.
I was just about to say, text us in.
Are you being dead serious?
But no, at these places, what are they? They marinate the thing for like a month, you know, and they really take a lot of care. It's not like, you know, a fast food place or something.
Fritos just dunking that thing in ketchup.
You don't throw a $2 condiment on a $50 steak.
Well, you had to divide that up to get the $50 steak.
$12.50.
That would have been about, let me see on that size, that would have been about a $10 to $12
$12.50
steak.
Would be 25%.
So, honestly, I know a lot of other people through the years that have put ketchup. I don't do it, but I know a lot of people.
I used to do it as a kid. I did.
Ketchup and A1 sauce.
A1, my wife.
A1, or stuff like A1. Everybody might have their favorite.
Peter Luger saw something like that.
Put it all over a steak. Even a really, really good steak. Whatever your favorite steak restaurant is in Dade and Broward and Palm Beach County, we got a bunch of good ones. So we're not ranking steakhouses, please. I don't want to do that.
No, we're not doing that.
But I will tell you, I would never be offended. And if I would have seen the ketchup yesterday, the Big Josh put on that little steak, it wouldn't have bothered me like it did.
Hollywood
comes in today, and outside of telling me that they need a couple, Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson back, and oh, by the way, Big Josh was putting ketchup on his steak.
I didn't call him that, by the way,
yeah, I think
just for the record. Yeah. But he's a disgrace for what he did. I mean, it's disgusting.
All right, real quickly, 5:16:22.
For a guy who should know what he's doing, it was pretty embarrassing.
I don't think,
by the way, a chef cares in the back. He's just making a good steak, and he's saying, you eat it however you want to friggin' eat it, but we hope you like it so you come back and keep doing it. I can keep my job. And usually those nice places, they have really good chefs back there, and they make a priority, and that's one of the places. Margaritaville's steakhouse over there is really good.
By the way, the steak had some sort of sauce on it that was very good.
It was good.
Like it didn't need anything.
I didn't eat anything, but
you gave your food to Tree, which was very nice. Well, I gave it to him. Yeah. I had it boxed up.
All right,
for
quickly, 100% disrespectful. That's the first text that came in.
Who
when we
said
started talking
that?
About
like,
that.
Well, you just can't
people
say like
that know. It's
what's
it's,
a people that know?
Hold on,
I don't even know if this is an unwritten rule. This might be a written rule.
So
in
let
the
me
business.
Ask you: if it's not a high grade steak that you get over at Publix or something, is all right to put some ketchup on that?
Yeah, man. If you go,
why is that?
If you go to a cheap steak place, you know, or whatever, and you're having a $9 steak, yeah, you could throw some seasoning on it or whatever you want. But if you go to a really nice steakhouse where they spent a month preparing your steak, you don't throw.
I've never heard of this. I'm going to be
honest
with you.
You don't throw ketchup on it.
There are people that put ketchup on everything. You realize that, right? It's not just kids.
And disgusting human beings.
It starts as kids, and they as they grow up, they put ketchup on everything.
I use ketchup a lot.
I do too.
I use ketchup a lot. I mean, I don't put it on steak anymore.
But you wouldn't at that place yesterday. You wouldn't have asked for ketchup.
I wouldn't on the steak, but you're getting on Josh about that. Of all things you can get on Josh about, you're getting on him about his steak.
Guy whose dad owns a restaurant, Hollywood's right. Disrespectful. Some chefs get mad if you use salt and pepper.
Also, you can't do that.
I've heard that before, that any extra seasoning is a sign the food isn't good enough to be served. So, yeah, it's kind of disrespectful to the cook. Anyone who puts ketchup on a filet is an ass clown.
What is this, like amateur hour here?
That does happen.
How do you guys not know this?
With sushi chefs. Wow, that's a hard one for me. Disrespectful to put on certain items from the roll. There's a lot of people texting and saying, yeah, you can't do it. And then another guy said, if I'm paying $45 for a steak, I'll put whatever the bleep I want on it.
But I would think most people would feel that way. Even though maybe the chef goes, yeah, you're not going to believe what this clown in table 26 just did to your steak. And he goes, what the hell did he do to our steak? We got the best damn steak. We're getting high-quality steaks like all the other top steak restaurants. And he goes, man, he just smothered it with ketchup. I'm pissed. I don't think, come on, man. Does somebody really care?
Someone said the steak was so small because the fillets came from really baby cows. That's what happened. They only had baby cows there. Good steakhouses don't even offer steak sauce. Joe, it's true. Chefs get pissed when you put ketchup on a good steak. You don't put ketchup on a steak. Hollywood, I'm with you. Hollywood is in the right here if you go back.
It's disrespectful to the chef. That's why I was upset about it.
I don't think
my nice glass of wine, this guy, like a disgrace, is pouring ketchup.
I don't think most people
do. Which they
do
shouldn't
it.
Have even had there.
And I would agree. There's probably a good chance you go to a 954 or any of those places, Prime 112.
Yep.
I'm leaving out. I'm not trying to.
No, there's
Ruth,
plenty
Chris,
of steaks out in steakhouses. Yeah.
Whatever your favorite place is, there's a good chance while you're out there, you never see somebody eating ketchup. But we had a guy yesterday
who got ketchup and put it on his filet.
I just, yeah. it wouldn't bother me.
Can I tell
me.
You something? I would have respected if the waiter just said no. Just walked away. Just said no. You don't like the steak, you can leave.
Josh would have done his whole show today.
Oh, man, ripping that guy.
So, I didn't realize that big. Did you realize it's that big a deal?
No.
Okay.
I didn't think it was that because I've been at a restaurant before.
You guys also aren't savages and you wouldn't even think to order it. So I understand that as well. Like, it wouldn't even cross your mind.
But I did when I was a kid.
Embarrassing thing to do.
Until I was probably 12 years old, I put ketchup on steak.
You're saying that little bad boy was good.
Yeah.
The steak.
Yeah, the
steak was good. It was very good. There was shrimp
small,
on there too.
It was tiny.
They had nice wine.
It was a mini petite.
You had wine?
I had a nice red wine. I did.
Wow, look at that.
Look at you, Mr. Sophisticated.
God, management.
I just think it's funny you come in and you get on Big Josh right off the bat about the ketchup.
Maybe we should just call him Josh.
I'm not Josh. What'd I say? Anyway.
Big Josh.
All right, Big Joe.
I agree with Hollywood steak sauce only goes on cheap steak. They doctor it up. Ketchup on steak versus buying gourmet popcorn. Who's really the adult here, guys? That's a good point. Anything over medium or with ketchup, disrespectful and should not be allowed. If you put sauce on a steak, it's not a good steak.
All right. That, by the way, I'm not saying it doesn't make sense.
My daughter puts ketchup on ketchup, someone said.
All right, so, guy, maybe you're right.
People who put ketchup on their steaks are probably psychopaths. Someone texted him.
I don't know that much about Josh.
Wow.
I don't know what, but he apparently smothered that little steak.
He did. He did. I was sitting 8 feet away from
him. Smothered it with so much ketchup.
That it pissed Hollywood off.
I hope we never have another meal with him again, honestly.
Wow.
You're going a little too far in this, man.
Wow.
I'm just telling you, you're stirring up potential trouble.
Someone said, put the video out and tag Gordon Ramsay and see what he says.
There is video. Filmed it.
Tag
it
Gordon Ramsay.
It was so gross. Filmed it.
Why is Hollywood so interested in Josh's meat?
That's funny.
I started to laugh.
Bleep the steak, bleep the chef, and bleep Hollywood. Someone just texted in. I actually like the chef, and I like the steak. Not Hollywood, you know. Whatever.
I didn't realize, of all things, to get Hollywood fired
Hollywood's fired up in the morning.
That he's fired up.
He's fired up.
He tells me as we walk out, he goes, you're not going to believe this. One friggin' thing.
Someone asked if he had high C fruit punch with his ketchup steak.
But no, I was telling
hey, by
him
the way,
at the table.
I can't tell you how much of that I had as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot tell you how much of that I had as a kid.
How about this? You put ketchup on a burger. What's a burger made from? Who cares what you put on it? You're giving too much credit to the chef regarding steak. It's a slice of beef on a grill.
I'd like to hear.
That's a guy who's probably never eaten a steakhouse. I mean, that's complete. How can you compare a burger to a $50 filet?
Is there any?
What are we doing here? You ever had a Kobe burger?
If you guys know a high-end steakhouse chef or an assistant chef in one of these big restaurants, and we got them all over Dade Brown Pump. If you know one, can you have them text us? I appreciate everybody's opinion.
We're talking just straight ketchup, right? Not like steak sauce?
No, I'm talking ketchup on a friggin' filet or any other really nice, delicious steak that would say
which already
so
had
good
sauce
right now
on it, by the way. It had like a glaze type thing on it.
Okay.
Someone said even Peter Luger's Steakhouse makes steak sauce. You buy in the stores.
Right.
So, like, that's high
they
end.
All have their
but
own
we're
steak.
Talking specifically about ketchup.
No, ketchup is.
Yeah.
Ketchup.
Yeah, like you're at a backyard barbecue.
Listen, man, we were kids. Some of the stuff mom and dad put together, you had to throw some ketchup on that bad boy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
In situations where it was so dry, there wasn't enough water, you had to throw some ketchup on
that. Can you please bring
that
ketchup back here?
Anyway, we got to go to break here. Wow. We're getting late. And
Frito's stirring it up this morning, man.
Hollywood sometimes.
Don't say sometimes. Just all the time.
Of all things.
I told him yesterday
up.
We were sitting at the table, like I was telling him what he was doing was wrong, and he like thought it was a joke.
Stop. Of all people.
He's like, I'm going to eat my way.
Of the one guy, there's two guys in our whole radio market that you could bring up with ketchup and steak, and they wouldn't get upset. And you've mentioned one of the two that's probably not going to be happy about the ketchup on the steak because they're afraid it's going to take a shot about their weight overall. And you're bringing it up this morning. You started it in the back. Mm. You want to just mention the other guy was there with them too, the Beast, and you can just get everybody fired up this morning.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
What have you stirred up? What have you stirred up this morning?
Text machine's on fire.
The photographer said that to him. I didn't say it. He didn't have the right lens.
He did not say.
He did.
He did not say that. Well, tell him what he said now, because can't do inside stuff on the radio.
Nope. Let me hear
it.
He said he was trying to take a picture of a lot of us together, and he said, I don't have a wide-angle lens.
Wow.
You know, because it was long. There was a lot of people.
That's not what you said.
Yeah, that's why he said it. He couldn't fit everyone in.
Josh. Anyway, what do you got for us today?
All right, so we started with the NBA here.
You put ketchup on your French fries jerky, at least.
I do.
I actually don't like ketchup.
What?
I don't eat ketchup. I think it's disgusting.
That's un-American.
Just so I know, do you really? Does it bother you that? Apparently, it bothers a lot of people.
A lot of people. Are
I was incredibly
him,
upset. Yes. Because I thought, like, you know, we're representing the station. You
no,
be
no, and
at,
it's
at
a
that
it's
event.
A good
you,
steak.
You can't do that.
They
you
got real high end food at the Margaritaville, which is really good in there. Go ahead. What do you got?
Maybe he's not used to eating that. I don't know. We started with the.
Just another shot.
God.
We started with the NBA here. And
he can catch you. He
what?
Smack you.
That's right. A shuttle.
Anyway, what else?
I don't even want to do these stories.
Both you were bad.
ESPN's crappy pregame show yesterday. We're talking about it was the 11th year anniversary of Paul Pierce's wheelchair incident.
Oh, my God.
He died and came back.
So they were talking about that on the ESPN show yesterday. And here's why Paul Pierce said he had to be carried out in a wheelchair.
What up, Dow?
Paul here, 11 years ago today, wheelchaired off the floor for reasons he will keep to himself.
I have a confession to make.
Whoa.
I just had to go to a bathroom.
I had to go
to the bathroom.
But why did you need a wheelchair to get to the bathroom?
It was that bad.
It was something went down. I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
You were streaking.
Okay, anywho.
Deuce,
injuries.
That's sad.
Wait a minute. So the guy pooped his pants? And he had to be care like...
Looks like
him
and Joe have something in common.
I don't.
Good
I
God.
I don't know if that. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
You don't think he pooped his
pants? No, I think he literally was
faking it. Fake it till you make it, man. Crapped his pants. Or maybe. So he says.
I don't know.
Jeez.
What else you got?
Jeez. All right. Comedian Tracy Morgan was in New York City, and he bought a $2 million Bugatti. It was his dream car.
Wow.
Thing is absolutely ridiculous.
I saw it.
He had the car for 30 minutes before getting into an accident in the middle of Manhattan.
Come on!
Less than an hour. Yeah.
Now, he's okay. I don't joke with Tracy Morgan, but he was fine. It was like a fender bender, but still, a fender bender in a $2 million car. Yeah. I could only imagine what the insurance claim would look like on that.
God, what's a deductible on that one?
He was a half mile from the dealership. He had the car for 30 minutes.
$2 million.
That's a bad day, by the way.
That's a bad day.
That's a bad day.
Because even if you get a little dent, you know it's going to cost like 50 grand to get that dent.
Who else we knew had? Oh, you know what? Floyd Mayweather had one.
Yeah, of course.
All right, what else you got?
Can you go to a body shop for that?
I don't know where you get that bad boy fixed.
All right, Todd Gurley here. This is going to be interesting to watch this guy because obviously from fantasy, right, Zach? I mean, this is like a big deal here, what the Rams are going to do this upcoming season.
Was that top three pick when he's healthy?
He's the number one pick last year.
It's really not even close, but he got $45 million in guarantees. He's got that big contract. But now Ian Rappaport is reporting that he might not be the every down type of running back anymore. He said it's probably not going to be like that, which, by the way, is maybe why the Rams drafted a running back in the third round, someone they really like a lot. This is a team that is clearly ready to spread the ball around.
He didn't get a surgery, right? Never did get a surgery.
No, I thought
something was going to get cleaned or something. Now he's had all off season since that Super Bowl. It's just weird. It's like there's more to this that we're not getting. But he didn't get surgery.
No.
You would think he and the team and everybody else would like, hey, man, you want to get back to the guy? But it goes back to we've seen this now. We haven't seen it with Le'Veon Bell yet because he sat out last year. Sooner or later, when you take all those carries and all those hits.
Starts taking its toll on you.
And you jump over people and all that stuff. Sooner or later, talk about running quarterbacks. We talk about running backs. That's why the Kenyon Drakes of the world, who wants to be an every down back, I'm with Adam Gase, said we're a two-back team, and I am all for a two-back with nothing more than Drake and Ballage to split time this year.
Yep. Just it doesn't work anymore. There's no more Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith of the world. Those days
are
gone.
So he had a great year, but
got paid top dollar.
The end of the year,
done.
They got a guy they picked up, was a bigger piece of the. They just picked up off the street.
Yep. All right, we've seen all these Jumbotron videos now of athletes chugging beer, right? Mostly NFL players. They've been at hockey games and basketball games.
Are you a good chugger?
Me?
I went to a party the other night where grown-ass men at a graduation were chugging, 50-year-old men.
Wow.
I'm not saying
really?
I'm not calling out my brother-in-law and his buddies.
No,
so they were
that.
50 years old chugging beers. And some guys are really good, and some aren't. I'm not big on chugging beers at this point.
I can drink a lot of beers. I don't know if I can chug a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know which player was the worst out of all of them?
Yeah,
your boy,
yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Cal
so Berkeley. He was the worst, and he's kind of been getting a lot of grief about it. So he spoke about this at practice yesterday.
Kind of said what I said. You know, if you want to go Scotts, I feel pretty good about it. As far as those other guys, you know, for some of them, there's finally a talent where they can say they're better than me.
Woof. Woof.
I told you guys. I told you. He's the worst sport. This is exactly what former teammates have said about Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
That he can't take it. When guys take little jabs at him, like, who cares? Which professional athlete, a big offensive lineman or a quarterback, chugging beer, or a baseball player beats you chugging a beer, Christian Yelich? Like, why do you care? And now you got to get personal and say,
of course,
that I'm a lot better quarterback than you are.
Because you got challenged. You lost the challenge. Throw right back.
He's
a five-year-old.
As great as he is.
I know you are, but what am I? Like, he's a five-year-old.
It's the same guy that talked to his mom and dad.
Yeah, there's
everybody
a lot.
Thought it was a girlfriend. Apparently, it's not the girlfriend. He's on another girlfriend.
No, yeah, it's
just
it's
a childish,
him.
Sensitive
What's
dude.
What's that
man.
Song, Joe? Man in the Mirror?
Yeah.
It's time to look
I think
in the
he
mirror.
He realizes that bad boy, too, though.
Yeah, he does. How good am I? You're the best.
All right, guys, and finally to college football. We have some pretty good games coming up here this season, but none apparently bigger, at least on the secondary resale ticket market here. The Notre Dame and Georgia. This really? Game That's a right big now. Game. The get-in price, if you want to sit in the 600 level, a lot of levels at their
wow,
stadium.
Good God, 600.
$407 plus fees is the get-in price.
Where's the game going to be?
It's at Georgia.
Athens. Game. Yeah. No.
$407 just to sit in something called the 600 level, which I'm guessing is not a prime location.
The 600 level's right here. It's Miami
Gardens. Can I just tell you something? Georgia is going to beat their ass. Hey, I don't know a lot. I know Georgia's got that quarterback, Fromm, back, who might be on the watch down here. And he is – I think Georgia's going to have a really good team. They had a great recruiting class on top of it.
Yeah, they're going to be good. That could be an ass whooping right there. Yeah,
anything that keeps Notre Dame out of the playoff is good by me.
Exactly.
They don't need
We're
to be
all
in there
Bulldogs
anymore.
That day. Exactly.
So you're down on Notre Dame and catch-up together.
Catch-up.
Well, not just because Notre Dame loses by 60 points every time they lace them up in the playoff or in a championship game or any game that matters for that.
You done?
No, not a Notre Dame fan.
Jeez.
Well, Hollywood's got some issues, man. Some deep,
the state
deep
thing
issues.
It probably bothered me most.
We got a lot of texts. We'll do them in the 8 o'clock.
Worried about I'm glad to know that. Like, is it okay if one of your kids goes to a restaurant and you go, hey, I just got you this little steak, Johnny, and you know you're out with everybody, and he goes, I want steak on it. You know, kids like ketchup or want ketchup
kids
on
both,
it.
Yeah.
You know how the kids are. They.
I did.
When
I was a kid, I did that.
Huh?
Not already a kid a filet. Like, how old's the kid in this scenario?
10? 11?
50? 55? How old? 55?
I don't know, man. But I can just tell you, I'm all for if you want to do this and talk about if it bothers you that much. But Josh is coming up at 10 o'clock, and he's going to be salty.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the salt on the steak.
There's some extra salt and ketchup.
He's not going to be happy with your
ketchup. No, he's not.
Be as salty as he wants.
But it really bothered you. And apparently a lot of other people
said
the
same thing.
That video
got a lot of views yesterday, by the way.
It did. I saw it. Yeah, it did. I saw it. Got a couple text messages.
A lot of outraged people.
Outraged.
I just have trouble believing a chef. Like, hey, anybody put ketchup out there? And they go, yes, sir, on table 26.
Well, how about that?
That's the equivalent of saying this steak sucks to the chef. That's the equivalent.
Real quick. Joe, jeez. My oldest son is an executive chef up in Charlotte, North Carolina. I asked him about ketchup on a filet, and he said, quote, it's a personal insult to him or any chef, and he probably would have come out of the kitchen and kicked his ass. That's from Dolphin Mike.
I respect that.
I thought that was well
if
known.
I didn't know, but you can't go by me. I just eat them there, and they go down fast. But if that's it, but I just thought it was kind of weird that I was thinking more the chef would go, like, I know they're great steaks, and if some idiot wants to put ketchup on there or A1 sauce or our steak sauce, whatever, man. I think our steaks are really good. They're expensive.
I wonder what
the
chef thought about my wife when I ordered her, like, a $75 filet or whatever it was, and she got A1 and just doused it in. Like, I mean, just poured it on there.
I don't know, but I know it's super late right now, and we got to get going here. We're running late like we usually do.
It's Ira coming up. He's up next. He's already on hold.
Oh, that's right. We got Ira. Yeah. Jeez, we got to get going. Ira, just give
us. He puts ketchup on
Ira,
steak.
Ira, give us a couple of. Give
he
us a couple
puts
extra
ketchup
minutes.
On steak. That's my.
No
bet.
Way.
I want to tell you about your South Florida. I'm just going to talk over you guys. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.